Hello and welcome to episode 204 of the Talk Nintendo podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Cassidy Gorbins, and joining me live and in person, it's the one, it's the only, it's Mr. Jerry Jerkin.
Live and in person, that's right.
Person.
Yeah. We are live at the
The humble abode.
The Radio City Music Hall. We won America's Got Talent.
Yeah. We duped them.
Yeah. Yeah, we got the, I don't know what our talent
Jerry's
was.
Jerry's got no talent.
Yeah.
So neither does Cassidy.
We won so much from our lack of talent. We have a talent in having a lack of talent.
It works.
Oh, anyway. How's it going, Casey?
Not hungry.
Yeah? You full?
Not quite full.
Oh, okay.
But I was just reminiscing.
I read.
Canes?
Raising.
Raising Canes?
It's
it is a good
name.
An interesting name for like a fast food kind of establishment, but mm-hmm. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I mean, it's... So yeah, so we ate Raising Canes on the way back from the airport.
After I had to wait out in the cold for like 35 minutes.
The cold?
The blistering cold.
The blistering 78 degrees.
It's going to be 89, God help us. But no, well, compared to Charleston... It gets pretty toasty. I mean,
I bet. Yeah.
We'll see. It'll probably be nice because you'll probably get cooler at night here.
It's been amazing here. And then apparently this weekend it's supposed to be 90s or 90. So it's
I bring
stupid.
The heat.
Yeah.
Here to
Casey,
here.
Casey brings the heat. So we, I guess we ate Raising Cane's chicken fingers that they have there. They call them chicken fingers. And they're delicious. And they have the Raising Cane's sauce that's just.
You got to bring the sauce.
It's so good. And so Casey had never had it, and he had it first time. What would you give us your little review of it?
It was pretty good. It came with four tender or chicken fingers, bunch of French fries, and a piece of Texas toast. That was like the cherry on top, if you will.
Like it was like seared Texas toast, so like
yeah,
it was like
no,
crispy
was,
on the side. Oh man,
it was good. Now. Yum. It was no Freddy's cheese curds, but we'll get there
tomorrow. Yeah,
woohoo! I can't wait.
Yeah, sorry we're posting a little late. I think we're gonna. I want to see if we can post this just tonight. I don't know, but we'll see if.
Well,
we,
I said Friday, so I bought us some
Friday.
Time if we get lazy after this.
That's true. But yeah, so it is Thursday right now. So we usually record on Tuesday.
Old Thursday.
So, but we're in person. We have the Long Island Retro Gaming Expo this weekend.
Expo.
We have two panels. So everyone, mark this on your calendar. Saturday.
Tomorrow.
Yeah,
and
tomorrow.
Saturday.
Tomorrow and Sunday. Saturday
8th
and Sunday.
9th of August, yep. 2020. If you're listening to it way afterwards, you could probably hear it on our feed on the next episode. Because I imagine that's. It'll be something similar to that. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, of course, we implore everyone to check it out live. I think tickets are only like $10 for the weekend of activities online. Tons mm-hmm. of panels and all sorts of goodies going on there. Like I said, normally an in-person expo, which is a lot of fun. You know, they have tons of consoles
yeah.
and stuff to play. You know, obviously that's not the case this year, but we're hoping next
I'm
year will be.
I'm pretty sure that you covered this. I mean, you
I probably talked about it in
you?
The past.
Did you go there before?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you went there while
we were
doing the podcast, right?
I didn't last year, right? So that was 2019. And I didn't do it in 2018 because I thought I was going to be moving out by then. And actually ended up, we left like the weekend afterwards. But unfortunately, I still didn't help just because I didn't know certainty of what was going on. So yeah, 2017 and 2016, I did do it. So summer
right.
2016, we weren't doing the podcast, but the following year we were. So yeah, I've definitely probably talked about it, and there were some like random, like smaller
yeah.
events through them that I've done before. So,
yeah.
But no, it should be fun. Like I said, I'm pretty sure we're gonna have both panels up on the feed at some point, whether that's part of next week's episode or the following, or maybe we break it out separately. I don't know. We haven't talked about that yet, but you will be able to catch them out. But, yeah, if you do catch it live, like I said, we'll be doing it. I know for sure it is Saturday. Let me find out the exact time for you. Probably should have had this ready earlier. But Who does that? Who
no?
Who pre-plans these
kind of
things?
Are you asking me? You want me to say some stuff while you're looking?
No, I'm looking. I got it. Here we go. Oh, okay. So Saturday, August 8th, that's this upcoming Saturday, 4:45 to 5:45
Eastern time.
So that means if you're in Jimmy time, that's 3:45. If you're
Central,
Pacific time, that's 1:45. And then Sunday, Talk Nintendo Podcast Live. Sunday, August 9th. 2:45 p.m. to 3:45 p.m. Eastern. So that's 1:45 gym time, and it's 11:45 Pacific.
What's Pacific time then?
Pacific.
It's gotcha.
There's Pacific, there's Eastern, then there's gym time.
Gotcha.
Because you're right dab in the middle.
Yep. Exactly. So yeah, that'll be fun. We'll be talking on Saturday. That one we'll be talking about our almost 20th anniversary of the game. Cube.
The good old GameCube.
I've been thinking about, and we'll talk about this, but basically the best system ever. I think for games, I was thinking about the GameCube. There are so many GameCube games. Classics. There are so many masterpieces on that system. Think about it. It's crazy. I mean, there really are. Like, and it's funny because I'm thinking about the Switch. There are like no masterpieces on the Switch. I'm telling you, dude. It's crazy.
Breath of the Wild.
But even that is a Wii U. Ooh, Xenoblade Chronicles 2, for sure. For an RPG, I bet that is definitely
8. Although that's just a port, but man.
I think that's more of an 8.5 kind of game.
Oh, what an idiot. Whoever gave an 8.5 should be shot.
No, and it's not even just that. It's just like classics. I mean, I guess Luigi's Mansion 3 is really good, but still like not.
Not in that. I'd say Animal Crossing is probably getting in that.
Animal Crossing.
Do you see how many
have
sold?
Yeah, we'll talk
about
that probably later.
Like a third of owners, Switch owners have Animal Crossing.
And
you could think.
But if you think of the GameCube though, I mean, it's just like.
Well, even
like,
the
even
Wii
from
U.
The beginning, like Luigi's Mansion, like what a classic, you know?
And that game got a lot of hate in the beginning.
Probably because it was ahead of
its
time.
Because it wasn't Mario and it was weird.
It's super weird.
Compared to
super
what you would
weird,
think a Mario
dude.
Game would be.
What a, in the cover and everything. It's like, what the heck?
Mario.
And then, you know, you got all the, there's four Mario parties.
Yeah. I think that's when they, because I think that's when they were trying to annualize
that. That was the heyday, man.
And they were like, we're just printing money, baby. Throw a freaking microphone on that
money.
Son of a gun.
Yeah. So, honestly, three Zelda games. Wind Waker, Twilight Princess, Four Swords Adventures on there. WarioWare. Then it has like literally
Animal
like
Crossing.
Wave Race, like 1080, Animal Crossing, Super Mario Sunshine. Dude, it's ridiculous. Like what's on there?
You got
absolutely
Odyssey
ridiculous.
Too for the Switch.
Yeah, but even Odyssey, I wouldn't even call it like a masterpiece. I think it's really good. It's definitely like a top tier Switch game, obviously.
Yeah, I guess I'm just like, if you're gonna throw Four Swords as a masterpiece on the game,
well,
Cube,
it's not necessarily. I just mean that. That's
yeah.
It's,
no,
it's
I know.
It's
what
another
you mean.
Zelda game. That yeah.
No, I think. It should be interesting to see the back end of the Switch because, like, especially if you look
on,
at
man?
Like PS4. Like, they're going out with a bang, right? They had they had a bunch of games. Ghost of Tsushima came out this year. That was big. I'm trying to think.
The Last of Us?
Last of Us 2. That's the one I was looking for.
Resident Evil. Yeah. Final Fantasy 7.
Yeah, like, they had a bunch of big bangers.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I feel like
they
usually
really do.
With...
They really do. Yeah, usually it's the opposite, isn't it?
And, like, you could sort of look at it with Nintendo... Like, usually they're really good in the beginning and then really bad at the end.
Yeah.
And it seems like we were really good in the beginning. We're getting the lull now.
Oh, man.
So I'm curious to see if perhaps they finish out strong. You know, we're definitely still going to get Breath of the Wild 2.
That's
at
true.
Some
yeah,
point.
That'll be a cool game.
You're
going to
get Metroid Prime 4 at some point.
Metroid Prime 4. Give it to
maybe,
me.
Maybe, just maybe, you get Pikmin 4. Maybe Pikmin 3 Deluxe is sort of a
precursor. Oh, you blew the news. Yep.
That's me.
If we record on there, I don't think. When did that news drop? Was that on Tuesday? I think.
Or when was Alex's birthday?
It's in Alex's birthday. Shout out to Alex Kulafi,
the prettiest perv in all of Boston.
Yeah, we changed his name, and he knows why.
Yep,
but
we all know why.
Shout out! It's his birthday. I think he's 22 years old now.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
19, fresh face.
I don't know how old he is actually.
I always thought he was like
I have no
maybe
idea,
in
Alex.
That 25-ish range.
Is he? But you, did you think that 5 years ago?
I think that all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess I always just thought he was a few years younger than me. So. Right. But yeah, I don't know. It should be interesting.
But yeah, so the GameCube is going to be really fun to talk about, obviously, because it's just ridiculous. Now, on Sunday, we are doing... Oh,
Sunday,
by the way...
Sunday.
We have, speaking of the beautifulest perv in Boston, we have...
John
joining us.
And John
joining us for both panels, actually, which is super exciting because the best thing I wanted to do is I wanted to make people really, when they're listening to the audio, I love having people not know which one's Casey, which one's John.
I don't know. I mean, my own voice, I obviously sort of know it.
You sound a lot like John.
But yeah, I don't know.
But you both have really good voices. That's why I like it. And good old John.
You'll just listen to the one that's busting Jerry's Jimmy's, mm-hmm. And you'll know. You'll know which one's real Casey.
John's pretty good at Jocelyn Jimmy's.
Just Jocelyn Jerry's Jimmy's. Let's see how many J's we can get in there.
You know what's crazy? All of us right now are in the same state.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Only hours away. Thanks, John.
Yeah, so we'll be doing mystery history. I think we'll probably be doing like three mystery histories. I don't know exactly what we'll be doing for listener, like for feedback. I don't know if we're going to get people involved. We'll try to and everything, but it'd be awesome if everyone could come in and check out the. It's going to be a really cool thing. The LA Retro Gaming Expo is really cool.
Check it out. It's the online version is dubbed Uplink.
It's funny how this was we just pulled onto this last segment, this last panel, and it's so perfect. Mystery history, how perfect can you get for a retro gaming expo?
Yeah
So it's gonna be great. Yeah,
spot on.
I'm not gonna pick Wario Land 3.
I don't have my game picked yet, so we'll find out.
Yeah, shh, not supposed to tell people that.
That's okay.
Anyway, yeah, welcome everyone. We probably gonna have a shorter episode this week. But I think we might do a bonus episode this week. You know, I'm sure we'll have a podcast before we leave.
Give
or something.
A bonus.
And you're going to get the panels too. So it's going to be
coming
great,
your way.
Yeah. So
fast.
So don't worry.
Maybe
this
not
episode's
fast.
A little short.
A trickle of content.
A constant stream.
Yeah, a babble.
A babbling brook.
That's how we got our town name, Babbleton.
I was wondering. Okay. Yeah, I was wondering about Babbleton from Animal Crossing. All right, so we have some huge news that everyone should know about already, but we'll talk about that.
We're getting engaged!
Yeah. Yep, so it's really big. And
Jill comes knocking on the door.
Yeah. Get off of each other. Yeah, finally we love doing in-person podcasts because we can hold hands while we're going. It's really nice.
We're socially distanced otherwise.
Yeah. I mean, we have gloves on. So...
In like the hazmat suits, like Homer, you know, when he's working at the plant.
Exactly, that's us. But anyway, I actually did. It's funny because before I was kind of determined to beat Paper Mario before you came. So let's talk about some Paper Mario, the Origami King. So, Paper Mario. So, I get the feeling that you haven't been playing this. Are you off of it now?
I'm not quite off of it yet.
Okay,
but it's going. I need to get back in.
You can
it.
Smell, yeah, yeah. I have quite the I have quite the stuff to talk about this game, and I guess it's kind of gonna be. Spoiler-ish, not in what the content is, but my thoughts about it. So, anyway, if you want to skip ahead to the next segment, go for it. Is that okay with you if I kind of talk about my final thoughts on the game? Okay.
I'm all ears.
You know, and I think that having Color Splash and the Origami King, I definitely want to go back to Color Splash, especially we got that Wii U set up down there. Oh, man. Boom. That's going to happen.
It's all part of my plan.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, playing through the Origami King, and I think that, you know, I was very up on it before. I like the battling system. And well, it's not really an uh-oh, but I mean, I love this. I mean, the characters are great. I mean, the graphics, fantastic.
But bomb.
I love, yeah, Bobby.
Classic.
Bobby.
Bobby.
And yeah, I mean, it's so funny. It's just like, there's some solid foundations there and some solid, you know, bricks holding that those walls together. The only thing is that there are holes in the wall. And so it still stands and stuff, but you know, it's like, you know, Xander is on and you know, he gave the game a 7.5. And you know, first starting the game, you know, playing through it, you know, probably about 10-12 hours in, I was just really, really enjoying it. Really awesome.
You're like, what an idiot.
And it wasn't 7.5, bad, but I was like, no. I was like, well, 7.5, like I'm almost
you
there.
You can see it, yeah.
Like, because there are some natural things. Like the battle system is good. It's not great.
Puzzle system?
Yeah, and I think that puzzle system's fun. I love the boss system. The boss system of finding a way to think.
Yeah, the pattern.
I really do love that.
It's really like a maze, essentially.
Yeah, they make a maze, and it's really cool how you have to, you know, you have to stagger stuff, and then you have to turn it. Really fun, but they even do some really cheap stuff on the bosses that's just kind of like, for instance, like, you know, you do this one attack on them, on one of these bosses. Like, you hit it, and you know that, and like, so I jump on this thing, Casey, and it jumps up and down, and I get 15 points on it. Boom, boom. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay. And then you can see that if you do that same attack again the next time,
you'll kill them all.
Yeah. So you go up there, and you do it, and it gets down, and then it stops your attack. And it's like, oh, it has to trigger this final challenge thing. And it's just like...
Yeah. No,
and that's
screw
not that big a deal.
You.
Yeah, but it's just like that, you know, that kind of takes you out of it. It's like,
then
oh.
Then they should have... If they knew people would see that and do it again, it should have just taken you down to the 20% mark or whatever was left, then trigger that account. Yeah, it's sort of annoying when it's sort of like those battles in RPGs where it's like, no matter what you do, you're going to lose because it's part of the story, you know? And it's like,
yeah, come
it's
on.
Like, ah, well, I'm over here sweating my cojones off trying to get the dub, you know jimmies. What I mean? Like, why do I stink so bad?
I know. And that's not too bad. There's just a lot of trial and error with the battle system that's just part of the thing is that it's just you have to try something out. What is this gonna, you know, do? You have the Velemental powers, which, by the way, we got a response to what the Velemental was. I can't Elemental. Hold on, let me look this up because I was really thankful that they
everyone's like, man, they were not prepared.
I'm so sorry. So much stuff has happened this past week. And I'm kind of in a...
It's a whirlwind of emotions. That's what happens when you get engaged.
Yep. Sorry, one second.
That's all right. Jerry's
got
one leg crossed.
We got Joe Liddow. He always takes pot shots at you for being a Jets fan.
It's all right. He's going to have to watch the Brady-less Patriots, and then he'll probably stop watching games in a year or so after they stink so bad it won't even be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, I've had decades of training for such an occasion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Chad Welch. That's right. Vellum is a type of is a kind of paper made from calf or lambskin. There you go.
Mm.
So that's what it is. It's a paper. Vellum is a paper. That it's so funny how I honestly have never. I probably have heard that before, maybe once, but I've never. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you didn't connect one. Two.
And so the Velemental is just kind of a weird thing. But now, oh, I get to paper element.
We should have known that it would probably have to do something with. I mean, considering the whole game is literally all wrapped around that. But
yeah, but anyway,
but we never claim to be smart men.
No, we don't. We don't. And anyway, so thank you, Shad. That's really nice. But with the system, the battling system, it unfortunately does a lot of things right. I think they could have taken it in really cool places, and they don't. It's really weird. Like, just for instance, I mentioned with Xander, like the concept of order, like instead of, it's always built on you figuring out the puzzle.
Yeah, ideally you do it in one turn, and then
if you can't do it, then you kind of have to struggle through it, which is fine. I like that. But like, for instance, when the Koopa is there and the Koopa shell, if you put that in front and you hit it, it'll take out everything behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wish they would have done more stuff like that where it's like, well, you could try to figure this out. Or if you get that one Koopa shell to the right point.
Yeah, you put him in the right spot.
Yeah, then it would, you know, and that's just the tip of the iceberg of what they could have done. And like,
just more options instead of one, because, there's one way to solve every puzzle.
Yeah.
And it's even when you can look at it and, like, sometimes you might struggle. Like, I don't really... You just look... All the same enemies line up, too.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, all right, like, there's a couple Koopas, and then there's a couple of Goombas, and it's like, I just need to... You need to remember, okay, the Goombas are all either going to line... You know what I mean? Like, they all line up with the same kind of enemy. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you always sort of have that cheat sheet. Like, if your brain, like, doesn't want to connect the dots, just like...
Right.
You're not seeing it right away. Just look for the enemies. They're going to end up clumped together, and then you could, like, sort of work it out that way, too. But yeah, it would have been nice if they gave you, and I think that's probably why you like the boss battles more, because you have a little bit more, agency. You can just go get the times two power and do a normal attack, or you can
finagle your way
to hit the on switch so that you can use your velemental powers, you know? Mm-hmm. So it gives you options instead of,
it does.
Figure out this one way so you can polish it off. Otherwise, you're gonna have to do two or three turns, and
I almost wish that there was two different kinds of just in the natural overworld kind of battle. I almost wish they would have done the boss battle thing in normal battles.
Yeah, like or just like maybe mini bosses that are spread around.
Different things. Like I wished maybe if there's just different kind of like what if for instance it wasn't a circle? What if it was a square and you're putting cubes together and you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They could have done the same kind of thing. I know it might be a little tough.
Twerped it around a little bit.
Like I think that they really maxed out what they had going. But at the end of the game, dude, it was just like, I do not want to play any more of these. Because
they're all
like,
the same.
Because before it exactly. And there's just no reason
reward.
To I like before it was like okay I'm like I said I'm beating them and I'm getting it's I'm beating them to unlock something it's a thing it's not just in the way and I can avoid it it's like no you have to do it so it's part of the game so it feels
or like
there's
hidden
progress
behind a battle kind of thing
yeah exactly or it'll unlock one of the circles and then you can then get you know but at the end of it it's like I know that I'm at the end of the game you know and there's a pretty long outro and it's just like
you just want to see it at that point,
and it's like this is just getting in my way of ending the game.
I was gonna say, I feel like, and we've been over this before, and I clearly say this is not an RPG, but a lot of RPGs, right? You get to the end where it's like, man, I've got like 18 million battles up to the final battle, but at least you're getting experience.
Exactly.
You're like, I'm getting a few more levels maybe before the big bad,
right,
to
exactly.
give me a little extra power. But in here, it's just more.
And I think you need that, to make it more epic.
Yeah,
sure. I'm not against
but
that.
But here, they don't have that same ramp up where it's like, sure, maybe they throw a bunch of enemies at you, but like you're not getting stronger. It's just killing time.
Exactly. And I think
and really
that's just
wasting your weapons.
But the thing is I would say it's way more of an RPG than anything. I mean, it's not like a full RPG, but it has like the trappings of
an
RPG. It's a PG RPG. it really does stink because like our other game that we've been playing that we're going to talk about, what is the deal with these games? Why are these games? Yeah, why are these games? Why are the old ones so much better? And it's because they're weird. They have some weird decisions, and it's funny because everything about I mean, honestly, the bosses are weird. That they're not like characters; that they're just like stationary objects, literally stationary. get it? I haven't heard someone make that joke before.
But
someone probably has though.
have you been listening? No,
yeah,
I haven't. Heard that.
You know, that's fine, and the you know, all the new characters in it are there's literally two new characters. Isn't that funny? Because that's a weird thing.
Yeah.
It's all great. It's just, like I said, there's just holes in the wall. There's just holes in them. They're great. Everything else, like the foundation's great. The walls are built with some nice bricks.
Well, that's why I got to throw the confetti in them.
There you go. Exactly. The game needs more confetti. It just needs the old system and boom, it would be a masterpiece, dude. Can you imagine that game? It would be amazing. So, I definitely finished the game. I loved it. I love it. I would probably, if I would give a number, like what I'm thinking, I would probably call it an 8, an 8 game.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really good. And I think that it could be better. I think the battle system just doesn't hold up as long as it needed to, and it just felt it kind of crumbles a little bit.
What you
finished? And then there's some pretty bull crap bosses at the end.
Do you know what you finished at gameplay wise? Like 20, 25?
25 hours, 25? Yeah. I checked it, yep.
All right, so I mean, that's I feel like for these kind of games, that's a good amount. But yeah, yeah, maybe that battle system sounds like maybe more akin to like a 10 to 15 stuff, hour, you know, game, but, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, the depth's just not there.
It's just the lack of, why am I doing, you know, it hits you, right? It's just the same as Sticker Star, the same as Color Splash, which still has a little bit of, like, you still get stuff for beating it, but it's not enough to me. And this one, just, it's not there. There's
it felt
just,
better.
There's
but yeah,
no
it wasn't
experience
quite,
point.
Yeah.
It just needs experience points. And that battle system would have worked had there been experience points. I like the weapons. The weapons are kind of interesting where you pick them up, you pick new ones up and stuff. I like the game. I mean, like I said, there's just holes in it. So, which yep. is really ironic because a lot of the game is you filling up holes.
Yeah, literal holes
in really
the world.
It's really funny. Man. I honestly didn't think that. Anyway, I did like it, and I do want to go back, and I want to do Color Splash before the end of the year because I would have done. I might as well just do them all then. Well, not Sticker Star. That ain't happening.
You know what? I bet
and
you.
And not Super Paper Mario. That
I
ain't happening either.
I bet you, if you went back, you wouldn't hate Sticker Star that bad.
I don't know.
Because I feel like,
it's
and
gorgeous.
I'll admit, I remember when I got it. I remember the day I got it. It yeah. was a Sunday.
It's such a gorgeous package.
The freaking, it was after Hurricane Sandy.
Randy.
We had no power for like 10 days. And I remember it was a Sunday and the Jets were playing. And I was like, I'm going to have to go to the freaking bar to watch this game. And I was like, that's literally the last thing I want to do.
Yeah.
And then I remember I was like, the power came back. I'm like, oh, yes. And then I remember calling up Best Buy and they're like, yeah, we got Sticker Star. I'm like, yes. I'm like, today is the best day of my life. But yeah, I would like to revisit.
Did you beat
it at some point? I don't remember putting that much time into
it.
Because I think it got to that point where I was just like, this isn't really what I want to play right now, and then fell off.
Exactly.
But like, I know everyone hates it. And it's easy to just sort of throw it
it's
as the butt
of
the joke. But I bet you, if we go back with that open mind of being like, this is not an RPG.
Yeah.
This is an adventure game. We might, maybe not love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's true.
But
that's
we
true.
Would probably be like, you know what? This isn't a perfect game, but I can see the good in it. Where yeah. like, that was still early enough on, right? Where it was mm-hmm. like, nope, we're looking for a true and tried Paper Mario
it's
game.
It's true, and
like,
because that's what it was going to be. It was going to be that.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
Again,
especially,
so.
Yeah, because you look at some of the pre
and a lot of the stuff was fun,
stuff
like
saw.
I said. So, I've been a Sticker Star defender. I really have been for everything I say besides the gameplay.
That's amazing. Sticker Star defender. It sounds like some sort of cool club I want to join.
You can join. Just me and you, buddy.
We need to get patches.
You sound like you already have joined, actually.
Yeah. It sounds like you're the vice president. Like.
Exactly. But speaking of games, of older games that are better than the newer games, we're going to talk about, it's our yearly tradition of talking about Mario Party 2.
Jump into a different song.
I bet people didn't even notice that we weren't actually playing the song. We just
we didn't have to rip any music from YouTube on that one.
Nope, we were bebop and scatting all over the place.
Craigslist Roundup. Hopefully, I have one of those later. Not this episode, I don't think.
Yeah, we're going to try to do a live one and put it in the show.
Some Paper Mario.
Paper Mario.
Slide right over to the Mario Party.
That's right. Mario Party 2. A wonderful game, and I have some great, great news, which is...
And that's the end of the show!
The champ has been dethroned.
Like I
Casey,
said...
Casey, last time I was here, he beat us three times. Three times.
Yeah, wipe the floor.
And one of them was my fault. I could have won, and I was...
Oh, I remember that move, man. I was like, what's he doing?
Is he going
to
do it?
And honestly, you probably had one this game, too, to really seal the deal, when you were like, nah, I'm not even going to make it there to the star. And then you took the left.
Yeah.
You hit a 10 on the last turn.
I know, but I had to go all around. I don't think I could
Not if you got the key. I think you would
have. But I couldn't
have. It would have been close.
Well, maybe.
I don't know if you would have gotten there.
If I got the key, that's true.
If you bought the key instead of the dueling glove.
See, I love that thing. I love that skeleton key. I love that. I love that concept.
I tell you what, though.
It's kind of fun.
I don't know why it's called a skeleton key. It has a cute bow on it.
I think that well, it's a skeleton.
No.
I think skeleton key is a thing.
Well, it's a thing you didn't buy, which could have potentially ruined the game for you. Because if I had gotten...
Like, there's a movie from 2005 called The Skeleton Key.
The Skeleton Key.
The 6.5 on IMDb.
Donkey Kong and Wario.
And I think it has that woman from Lost.
But I tell you what. If I got in on that happening star, you would have lost.
Yikes.
Yeah, I got hosed on that.
That's horrifying. It's a woman with her eyes and what do you call it?
Mouth?
Mouth, yeah. I'm too disturbed to think about what a mouth is.
She's got something else on her face there, yeah, that the big hole that you put food together. Into.
Skeleton key is a type of master key in which the serrated edge has been removed in such a way that it can open numerous locks.
Mm.
Interesting.
Well, there, now we know it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's truly a wonderful game, and I think we played a mini game in my entire life never played that pilot one where it's a 2v2 mini game.
Yeah, 2v2.
Where someone is controlling
someone's controlling the directions of the plane, and one of them is controlling the wings of the plane.
Yeah, to flap.
And you
it.
Have to flap them literally by pushing up on the analog stick, pushing down, up, yeah, down.
Jerry
up,
got
down.
The hard roll. I'll just cruise.
Yeah,
I'll just fly.
It's tough. I mean, did miss a few. We did miss a few of the
and
rings,
we ran into a few
rings.
Bullets.
Basically, Star Fox.
Yeah.
Mario partied Star Fox. And Jill won. Jill won with Luigi, the cheater.
Yeah, well.
Jill's like, who should we pick? And there's only six characters.
Don't do the cheating,
Luigi. And I said, not anyone but Luigi, and she already picked Luigi.
And then she stole coins from you.
I know.
I've never seen Jerry so upset at
it
his wife.
It wasn't so much set. It was heartbroken.
It was, no, it was a bit of upset. I felt the anger in there because Perry wanted this dub so bad.
Oh, I did want it so bad.
It was
I got
like,
it.
I could see
miracle.
It in his brain already.
Do you know why I won
the
that game?
Up 4-0 against Justin Nation. It's happening all over
Justin
again.
Justin Nation. You know, the reason I won this game literally is because I landed on a green space.
A couple more times than me.
One more time. Yeah.
And everyone got it.
And
except
then,
for me.
Yeah, yeah.
If I
won
that.
Because the bonus star went to me and Jill and Luigi and not Casey.
And I got the other one.
Although,
so we all tied at two stars.
But then whoever had the most coins, I think.
Yeah, you had more
Luigi.
Yeah, you had
at
more
that
stars.
Time had more coins. So I think Luigi would have won.
Sons
which,
of
ugh. But Casey would have liked that more if Luigi won than if I won.
I would have allowed it.
I'll allow it.
I would be cheating anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, but Mario Party 2, great game we played on the Pirate.
Wii U. Oh.
Well, that's true. Yeah, so exactly. We played the N64 game from the Wii U on the projector downstairs, and we all had different controllers. Casey played with the gamepad. I played with the Wii U Pro Controller, which is a very weird thing to hold, like from playing so much different. And it's super comfortable and awesome. I love
probably
that controller.
Probably got a great
controller.
D-pad. It does have.
Probably has a D-pad that works, You know? They really should make that compatible with a Switch, you know?
It's so funny to hear when, like, Caitlin's playing Animal Crossing and she gets all angry. And I'm like, what's going on over there? Dang, Joy-Con drift.
Oh, dude, yeah. Oh, I'm glad you brought that up because for a while I was playing... Before I moved my TV, that PTV that's down there downstairs, I was playing handheld with on Fortnite.
It's so weird on handheld. You're literally connected to the system. Like, stop it.
I know, and it's in the drift is terrible. I haven't really had troubles with it at all. Oh my goodness! And Fortnite's terrible because like if you take like items and stuff,
your aim, yeah.
No, like when you're taking like let's say if you're upgrading your gun or if you're taking like a chug jug or a shield, if you move, then it will.
There's just something funny. Well, you're taking a chug jug.
That does sound like something that you'd make up. A chug jug.
And they just like splatter it all
that's
over
exactly
their face,
what,
right?
That's what it is. It's this huge, gigantic keg that they bring. But like if you have drift, then it goes off. And like it takes 15 seconds. And you can go like, at 14,
yeah.
I was taking it. And at 14, it went off. I was like, no. And then someone shot me. And so it's just because the drift literally caused our fail. That happened multiple times. Terrible.
Sounds like a John.
Dude.
No, I'm just kidding.
No.
I know it's for...
Yeah, John. More like a John Con drift. Anyway, I was trying to think. A Joy John. Joy John.
Joy. Dang, Joy John.
We should call John Raritan Joy John.
John. Johnny Joy.
But, I... And then playing it handheld and the stupid Pro Controller D-pad. Dude, Nintendo, the thing I was talking to Jules, the thing I'm looking most forward to on the Switch 2 on the next console
good
is an actual working controller. Seriously.
It's so funny to think, too, that for the most part, Nintendo skated on like having to deal with this.
Oh, my goodness,
because I feel like usually this would be something people lose their minds over.
Oh, my
and like
goodness.
Clearly people are upset yeah. about it. But to the point where like they'd be like sending out new ones or something, or like at least fixing all these problems in like ongoing. I can understand the first batch, you know what I mean, running into
right.
a problem. But you'd think after, you know, what's it been, over 3 years on the market, three and a half years, like,
yeah,
isn't that crazy,
March,
too? Three
April,
and a half,
May,
yeah,
June, July,
it
August,
would be
yeah, three and a half,
except, yeah, which is crazy, but yeah, I don't know. It's just weird. But yeah, it's funny to hear just Caitlin get like annoyed at a video game, you know? I don't know why.
Is really
to
cute.
Me, it's like, oh.
Yeah. It's adorbs. Yeah.
But yeah, and I'm like, what's up? Because, you know, she plays Animal Crossing, so it's not like it's like a Twitch-based thing where you like fell off the edge or something, you know? But it's just
yeah.
like, just funny. Dang, drift.
You know, it reminds me of when playing, funnily enough, out of all games, Pokemon...
Sun, Moon,
Pikachu,
Smoon.
Let's
oh,
go.
Oh, let's go.
And there was something weird, and let me know anyone else who had the same issue, is like, it was just, like, when I was moving around, because you have to play with the Joy-Cons, remember that?
Oh, yeah, yep.
Crazy.
You
should have
gotten
that's
the Pokeball
game.
Plus, bruh.
Seriously, I should have. Did you get that?
No. I thought about it. I remember at the time I was tempted.
Is that
thank
compatible
God I
with
I think so with the new one
Sword and Shield?
Yeah, I believe so.
Completely forgot those games, dude. Those games are like completely forgot about them. Did you get it?
I did, but then I sold it.
Gotcha.
I didn't even beat it. Normally, I do go through, and I will
so
say,
boring, right?
I played a ton of Let's Go. Like I played that through, and I think that was more the nostalgic, ooh, you know, like the OG 150. But yeah, I don't know, Sun and Moon or Sword and Shield, like. It was cool, and like it was definitely like a beautiful
dude.
World and stuff, but it was just...
What a... Yeah.
They don't... And this can sort of... Like how you were talking about with the Paper Mario, where it's like in Mario Party, we're like, man, all the old ones were so great, and then they kept moving away
yes.
from what made it great to try these new things,
yes.
which I don't necessarily
yes.
think is a bad thing. I don't. I wish they reeled it in a little bit. You know, like I would like to, if they kept like the core and like some offshoots... you know, would be good. But it's funny where, like, Pokemon is the complete opposite, where it's like, if you look at the very first Pokemon ever made and the newest Pokemon ever made, it's like, they're the same game. Like, yeah, I know the Z moves and this, that, and the other thing. And, like, I know it's progressed. But, like, at such a time, like, they don't take any risks with Pokemon.
But
to the
no,
point
it's
where
funny.
It's now getting stale. And I know there are tons of fans out there who still love it. But, like, to
yeah.
me, as, like, someone who's enjoyed it, like, I don't know, Pokemon seems stale to me. Super stale.
Well, it's so funny, right? In the Let's Go, and that is, if that isn't so apropos to Paper Mario and Mario Party, which Mario Party did take a step back in the right direction. Remember,
yeah.
Super Mario Party is pretty good. And we're going to play that this
weekend. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
But I'll have to play with the stupid Joy-Cons, though. Ugh, dude, I hate Joy-Cons. They stink, dude. I hate them. Let's go. Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu. Talk about taking out the fun battle system and stuff and replacing it with that stupid
yeah, the
Pokemon
catching.
Go thing. That's what took me
well,
out of it.
I mean, yeah, it's weird because they still do have the battles, right? And there's like when you're battling other trainers.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like you got so much experience from just catching Pokemon. Very
so
weird.
You didn't
yeah.
bat. You didn't. Yeah, you didn't even train your Pokemon.
Yeah, it was
you
a
just
weird
did
game.
It's so weird.
But
dude.
I still enjoyed that one. I think more than I enjoyed Sword and Shield.
That's because the original one is so
yeah,
good.
Yeah, because
you know?
Like I said, the nostalgic feels. That was one of those games. I remember I like bought it and I was like, man, I played like 14 hours this weekend. You know what I mean? Like I think I picked up on a Friday and I put like 7 hours in it on that first day. You know, it was like, but
on which one?
On Let's Go.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, like I said, I was excited. You know, I'm like a lot of people love Red and Blue. I mean, that's one of my favorite games probably of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on the Game Boy. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, and then, ooh, when they made the GBA Fire
dude,
Red and,
yes.
and Leaf Green, dude.
Those are amazing.
Dude,
see,
those
that's how
were
you do
the,
it. You know what I mean?
Because, that was those games, dude.
Dude, they're so good. I know. That's ridiculous. But Anyway, Mario Party 2, amazing. It's really good to go back to the classics.
Yeah. Hopefully, we could see Super Paper or
Super Mario Party 2. Yeah.
Super Mario Party 2.
Yeah.
In that vein. Like, because, and you can go back last time we hung out and you hear us say the same thing. But, like, it's so cute. Like, we did the pirate one and you've got the toad who explains the rules, and but he's wearing, like, a pirate ship as a costume. Yeah. You've got
all the characters.
All the characters, all the characters you play as
have pirate costumes.
There's, a little duel between the two, if you land on a certain side.
Yeah, the dual game
and
changes.
It's like a little saber, like you each have a little like saber sword,
a little pirate
and you
got to
press the buttons. And it just, they really lean into the fact like, hey, this is the pirate theme map. We're going all in on pirates. The ghost theme, we're all going.
It's amazing.
Where like the new ones are like, sure, they have the different, you know, area, different boards, but like there's no fanfare to go along with it, you know, which is something I'd like to see return.
Absolutely.
But, well, I remember saying they sold a million copies of Mario Party.
Oh, we did get some. I wonder if that's in the.
Probably not
in the report.
Just because it's like that game's pretty old at this point.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I hope they can return to form. Yeah. And like you said, I think I keep messing up. Super Mario Party, I think, was definitely a step in the right direction. We'll see if they continue with that step moving forward, but.
Crazy, but, yeah. Dude. But anyway, that'll do it, I think, for what we've been playing. Huh?
Oh, you don't want to talk about some quick bites? I got a couple quickies.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh.
From my travels?
You didn't mention it. Okay,
from
quick
my travels.
Bites. Quick bites.
Quick bites.
Yeah, we won't go too crazy into it, but I left the old switcheroo at home.
Left it home with Kate.
Yep, so she'd keep on playing that
crossing. So she'd shut up and quit calling me.
Yeah. Yeah. So I dusted off the old 3DS, and I was playing some Mario Super... Wow. What's the title? I'm blanking on
Super Mario 3D Land.
Is it... All right, yeah. Super Mario 3D Land.
It's kind of a weird one.
Yeah, I was like, it's not World. Played a little bit of that. I think I did like 2.5 worlds real quick. And it's funny, the worlds are pretty... You could probably beat that game in, like, one sitting if you really wanted to. It'd be a long sitting.
Yeah, that's true. If you're not getting anything... I mean, that's the thing.
You could probably get through it 6
remember,
to 8 hours. Oh, well,
was the return to Super Mario 3. Okay, just to let you know, if you're going to open this can of worms, Super Mario 3D Land is my favorite Mario game of all time.
I mean, I would argue it's one of the worst. No, I'm just kidding. just to see. Wait, he's like, wait, are we going there?
We can go there.
Are
if
we
want.
About to have fisticuffs?
No, remember it was Return. Okay, do you remember? I remember when they announced this game, Super Mario 3D Land. I remember like I was like, I there was this website with this Australian guy. It's called. I think you do that for like anyone
like, that's
who's
not
British
American.
Or Australian. Yeah.
You're going to be like...
What do you do for Canadians?
I was going to say, you'd be like, Estuardo's down there in Mexico. Oi!
No, I remember this Nintendo3DSblog.com. This was before... Anyway, I would follow this guy and don't know what happened to him and whatever. If anyone knows where he's at,
please.
He's a nice chap. But I remember seeing like the screenshots posted there and it was like... Remember when it was like, oh my goodness, it's made, and I think they even said it was made by the Galaxy team,
and
you saw the star coins and stuff.
And like 3DS screenshots always look so bad, you know, like,
right.
Like, I know like there was like, oh
I
my
mean,
God.
I mean, those ones looked good.
But it's
but,
funny,
yeah.
Like, just because the resolution's so like,
absolutely,
weird, you know,
right,
but,
right. But I mean, because you were kind of expecting that.
No,
sure.
No, I know, but
and
it's
that was
funny
back when there was
yeah.
no HD still. Nintendo didn't, yeah. you know. But I remember seeing that, and just like, wow, like this game looks so good. And then it came out, and it was like, oh, it's made for handheld. Every level is small, and it's all the Super Mario. It's just like Super Mario Bros. 3, just in like a
3D
space.
Perspective.
It was so cool. That was one of the big parts was just how fast the levels were, especially like those first ones. Oh, but the 3D. Did you play 3D?
Yes and no. I was trying to conserve battery, even
oh,
though
gotcha.
I know 3DS has a nice long battery, but
yeah.
I was going to say, I love in between the worlds where they give you that little tiny cut scene, and it's usually like Mario finding a letter or something.
Yes.
But you open it up, and then that's when I was like, I know for sure I need the 3D here. And then you've got like, oh, it's Bowser and the airship, and like, then you've got, you know, Peach, she's trapped, but then there's like a Tanuki tail up, but like they're all on different planes, and I'm like, oh, it looks so good.
Yeah, and then, oh. Excuse me.
Oh!
I was trying to get it out of my
system. You sound
system.
Like the thwomp, dude.
Yeah.
Ooh.
If those parts, you can shake the 3DS and they jiggle.
You gotta
great.
Love a good jiggle.
Yep. And so so the Super Mario 3D Land, Tanuki suit, when you beat, I think you get the Tanuki suit. Well, you get the, it's right. They don't have the raccoon suit. It's only the Tanuki suit.
Yeah, it's
then
the
you
tail,
get the
yeah.
one. Funny enough is you get the true Tanuki suit in the second
stone, right?
The stone one, you can turn to stone. Oh, dude.
Yeah. So I worked my way through there. I got, like I said, I think I did like 2.5 worlds, and most of them, like I was going around and able to catch the 3 coins.
Yeah.
There were some that, like, if all of a sudden I found the second coin, I was like, I'm just messing around here. I'm not going to go back and mm-hmm. get the first one. But I always liked that sort of. Get the 3 coins, get the top of the mm-hmm. flagpole, boom. You know what I mean? Like, it's yeah. not too overly crazy on the collectibles, but enough to keep your eyes peeled, you know, and sort of yeah. looking in different areas. But, yeah, there are a lot of really cool, interesting ideas. Obviously, Mario games, 3D Mario games especially, they really sort of lean into all that. There was definitely one area, like, I was jumping and running around on clouds. I'm like, man, this just feels like Super Mario RPG, like with the way the clouds were,
and
it was sort of from that
never thought about
that perspective to that section, and I was like, I wonder, like, this has to be some sort of nod back to it, I would imagine, but if not, at least for me, it definitely felt Super Mario RPG-esque, so that was a pretty good little jot down memory lane. But then I was like, let me pause this for a second and see what else is going on this old 3DS. And I went down and I found my ambassador code, the ambassador certificate.
Uh-huh.
And I clicked on it, and it's so funny. It's just a 2.5-minute video.
Yeah.
And all the different languages, just pretty much like, thanks.
It's pretty awesome, yeah.
But then I went and I played some WarioWare micro games, right?
I love believe. WarioWare.
And, dude, that game is so good. And it's so funny. Because, you know, the second flight, I think, was like 2.5 hours. And, you know, I was playing and I don't hate flying or anything. But like at the same token, I'm like, I just want to be there. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I just want to be done with traveling. But then I started playing some WarioWare, dude, and the time just evaporated away. Because it's one of those, I was like, looked at some of my old high scores.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to beat that, like, on this one. And then, like, it took me a while. And then all of a sudden, I was able to get it. I really love, like, when it's really coming at you fast, like,
it's just so wacky. Because
sometimes it's like some of the modes you end up playing, and it's like, man, I wish it would just get faster, quicker, you know? Because like the first 10 are like sort of easy, you know, or quick, or not quick, they're sort of slow,
right?
And
right.
then, but then you get into that sort of where you can't even think about it. It's just sort of reaction, like boom, 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 boom,
and they're just so funny,
yeah.
And I just love out of context; they're just so weird, and I love that they chose to use Wario, who's already the wacky, bizarre thing that Nintendo created, to put that franchise where it's at. Because honestly, like, what would have happened if that wasn't WarioWare? Like if it was something new, like if it was like Rhythm Heaven, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it could have been cool. It would have been great. Rhythm Heaven's awesome, but like,
no, it definitely
so cool
got some
Wario,
extra cachet,
you know?
With Wario.
It's just so it fits in so well. It kind of took over that niche there. Mm. I just love it.
We need another one.
Yeah,
that or honestly, I'd rather. I don't know if I'd say rather. I'd say Rhythm Heaven.
I'll take either.
I'd take either.
I think
obviously
that WarioWare would be an amazing party game.
It would. And, like, it's strange, too, because I feel like both those games are ripe of the territory where you could charge $40 and just make it a download-only game. Not to say that's what the route I would like it to take. Mm. But
that's what Rhythm
could,
Heaven did, right? Wasn't Rhythm Heaven was 30
yeah,
bucks?
Yeah, the Mega Mix.
Or maybe it was 40 bucks and just did digital. Maybe
it
was
have been
40.
I think it was 30.
I remember texting you being like, I'm buying it right now.
Yeah, because it was the end. It's available right now at E3.
And I was teaching a guitar lesson. I'm like,
get out of here.
Yeah,
kid.
I know.
Beat it.
I was like, well, maybe they can play this for the guitar lesson. Yeah. Like, It is a rhythm
game.
Yeah,
just keep strumming along.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think a game like that would be perfect. Come on, Nintendo. Come on!
I know. Well, they did announce a game that's coming, so we'll talk about it in the news, which you already kind of talked about, but yeah. They did announce a good game, a really fun game that I'm looking forward to, but I've already beaten it, too.
Ooh-wee.
What could it be? You already know what it is. It's Pikmin 3 Deluxe, but we'll still talk about it more. Anything else?
Nope.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, eShop Roundup and News. And we're back.
I was getting ready to clap.
We don't need to clap.
I know we don't have to, but
he's sitting there holding the microphone in between his knees like some...
Like, don't jostle my mic.
I won't. Okay. So
you mean I came out here for nothing?
Not on the microphone. Okay, so it's the eShop Roundup.
The new eShop Roundup.
Yeehaw! So we're sitting here in my office. And the first one of the eShop Roundup is Scully for $29.99. This is a game that I was always interested in. It reminds, like, you know, it's just like a 3D platformer. It looks really nice. The graphics look cool. And it's like you're a big skull thing. Like, you're this big, like, rock
formation.
You know, golem.
A cluster.
Golem type thing, yeah. And then someone names you, I think, Scully or something. I don't know. Anyway, I read the review. Apparently, it's a pretty fun game, but it doesn't look good on the Switch.
Mm.
But it does look fun.
A little ugly.
Yeah, yeah, but it does come out physically, so, and if they patch it.
They don't need a patch, because you ain't going to open that plastic to download it.
Look at all that. Look at my shelf back there.
I know. It's insane.
It's double stacked now. Well, I moved it up from the bottom.
What you
got
to do is you just take a flashlight and look at all those plastic shinies, you know? And that's
you can
unopened.
See them.
Yep. Might blind you.
Jealous much, Casey?
Nope. Yep, nope.
Yep, nope.
My game, we've got Alphadia Genesis. A heck of
what
a name. For $14.99. This is a full-fledged fantasy RPG with both experience with stunning 3D battles.
And who's it published by?
Kemco?
Yeah, it's a Kemco RPG.
So, looking at it...
Notorious Kemco.
Yeah, it's sort of cool because, like, you've got the overworld looks sort of, you know, I guess sort
Dragon
of Final Fantasy-esque, but, like, you know, a little higher res, you know, from the old games. But then you get into the battles, and that, like... It sort of has that 3D Dreamcast-y kind of vibe
Weird,
to it.
Weird, yeah.
So, like, because we were talking about Grandia 2 before, and, like, sort of the battle system now doesn't look like that battle system per se, but visually, like,
yeah.
It looks pretty similar. And
interesting.
And I really liked Grandia 2, so...
Yeah, you did.
This game reaps the benefit of someone looking like that, and thus she gets the pick.
On the eShop Roundup.
$14.99.
And we're going to end the eShop Roundup with the last pick of the team here, which is an amazing, amazing
game. I hope Jerry doesn't make a bad pick here.
The Arcade Archives Circus Charlie.
Woohoo!
Which is, of course, the hamster toss price of $7.99, and you get 40 gold coins if you buy it, by the way.
Oh, bang.
Thrill after thrill takes your breath away. Go on, Charlie. Isn't that funny? It's a scrolling action game released by Konami in 84.
Mm.
8 years before I was born. But it has like the arcade, you know, those really bright neon. What's with the bright neon green stuff? Like in arcade games,
you know? They probably wanted it to be super vibrant and catch your eye, you know, when you're walking by. Like, whoa!
But like,
because it's got a lot of pink in there too, it looked like, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe a red
sort. It's like the pink and the red. But it's like you're taking place in a big, huge circus tent. And like, there's parts where you're swinging like on...
The trapeze,
and then like there's bunches of clowns,
dude,
going through the fire and
do it,
riding on a lion,
do it. Imagine that up on the projector.
I have no time. yeah, it's like the weirdest thing ever. But anyway, Circus Charlie.
But
I just love the name.
If it was coming out physical, There'd be a Circus Charlie on your side.
Dude, there are so many arcade games that if it was came out physically.
Imagine the hamster. The hamster toss was like, move over, limited run games. We're doing hamster run.
That would be
games.
Awesome, dude.
And they just released every single arcade archive.
I mean, they did do Wind Jammers, you know, physically.
Yeah.
And that was a night. I do have that on my shelf.
Bet you haven't played it. I was going to say, I'm pretty sure that game's actually a pretty good game.
And the
like
sequel's
people,
coming out.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Maybe you'll get that one too.
Oh, yeah.
Only if it's physical.
I'm pretty sure. I bet Limited Run's going to do it.
You should just be like, Limited Runs. Here's my credit card information. Just send me one of everything. Just charge it up. That's just how it is.
Yeah. I mean, they release a lot of stuff. So.
And you've got a lot of it.
And I sure do. yeah, I do have a lot of games that I bought too recently from them. So, anywho, I think that's going to do it then.
That's the end of the roundup.
All right, which means it's time for the...
News Talk with Casey Gibson.
Hola.
Hola. Hola, mi amigo.
Escúchame.
Escúchame, I love on...
Dang, Peggy.
On, ugh. Shut up.
Ugh. Ugh.
I love on the King of the Hill on the Grand Theft Arlen episode. Mm. When Hank gets addicted to playing Grand Theft Arlen, or no, it's called Propane.
Propane, but
yeah. And Peggy goes and talks to the developers, and they make her an invincible
Avatar
character. And the when she comes in, she's dressed, she's Hank, but she goes escúchame when she comes in and takes over, and Hank can't kill her like with his like nuclear bomb and stuff at her.
Yeah, yeah, just
it's not fair. She's like, I got commissioner mode. Let me just play it for 10 minutes.
It's funny. It's funny episode. You mentioned Grand Theft Auto. My dad's been playing Grand Theft Auto 5 on his Xbox 360. My brother,
that
like,
is the best thing I've ever heard.
And he's been playing, yeah, and you just be like, yep, I went and beat up a bunch of hookers today.
And then I played some Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah. And then I came home, yeah. Yeah, he's been playing that, and then he told me he ordered... Sleeping Dogs, I believe it's called.
Yeah, I've heard of that
which
game.
Which is, I guess it's sort of a GTA style game, but like, okay. I guess, like more like the Japanese. I don't know, not to say Japanese mafia,
Yakuza?
Like, yeah, that's what I thought at first when he's first explaining it. But I think it's just takes place in Japan or something. But yeah. He
that's
was like,
really
yep, I bought it for $5 off eBay or something. Cause, you know,
that's amazing.
360 game, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Good old John playing some games.
Good old John.
And John.
News. It's the news. So, first of all, Nintendo, what do you call it? The first quarter fiscal financials came out.
The fiscals?
Yeah, the results. And they're pretty crazy. Did you check this out?
I didn't. I just saw the one big news, which I'm sure we're...
So, let's see. I'm reading... Donald Terrio, of course, reported on, this is from NintendoWorldReport.com. The only system broken out separately was the Switch, which was shipped 5.68 million units in the first quarter. So
not too bad.
And I saw that Reggie tweet out?
No.
He's like, basically, right about now, it's like literally, maybe as we're talking, it's overtaking the NES. And then as the second best-selling console of all time, behind the Wii. The Switches.
Well, you mean for Nintendo?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Because I was like, wait a second.
Yeah. So a total of 50.43 million units of software was moved in the first quarter. Of course, what do you think is the biggest one?
Well, we were talking about it before. It's got to be Super Mario Party, right?
Yeah. Animal Crossing New Horizons, the biggest, shipping 10.63 million units for a new life-to-date total of 22.4 million. Yeah, amazing.
Ow! Yeah, that's crazy, dude.
And then...
So that's about one out of every three Switch owners, I believe, right? I mean, not exact math, but give or take.
Yeah. And then Xenoblade, what's crazy here, dude, is that Xenoblade Definitive Edition sold only 1.3 million, which is a ton, right?
That's but pretty good.
Dude, Animal Crossing selling literally 22 times that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, but
it's crazy though, right? No, I mean like that's crazy. Just how crazy Animal Crossing
is. Oh, yeah, no, for sure.
No, I mean I think 1.32
I think anything over a million for a JRPG, like,
yeah,
they're
great.
All stoked about. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nothing crazy. Against. That's actually amazing. That's the game has been released 3 times and it's sold that much, which is really cool.
And it's funny to think, too, is just like how many people bought a Switch for Animal Crossing as well. Because it hit at that time, right, where people are like, I'm out of work, or, you know, I'm working from home, I'm not working as much. And, you know, those people who, you know, with extra income are like, well, everyone's talking about this game, you know, let's get it. Because I know for a while, I don't know now, but I know for a while, Switches were hard to come by as well. Just, you know, regular old Switches.
They still are, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think they're getting a little, they're back.
Finally trying to catch up.
Yeah, but looking at lifetime totals, Clubhouse also came out, and that passed a million mark, too. 1.03.
Dang.
Yeah,
and that's
crazy,
right? No, that did come out physically. That's right. Did you buy it physically?
I sure did. So did you?
No, I bought it digitally.
What? I thought you said you got it at Walmart for $33.
Nope, that was Burnout Paradise.
Oh, that's right. Okay, sorry. Gotcha.
Yeah, no, because I was thinking Clubhouse like would be a really cool physical game, but also one of those games like, I want to be far
it's
more
a very
likely
good digital game.
Like to be like, oh, like I've got 10 minutes. Oh, yeah. Let me just play around with this.
It's really good.
Opposed to, be like, well, let me pull out my
We should play some.
Cartridge.
We should play some while you're here. It's
we,
fun.
Yeah, we could pull up President. You, me, and Jill.
Yeah.
Because we just on your the Switch Lite download the
yep.
pass.
Yep, I have it. We have it on there. Oh, boom. But we only have. No, we do have 3 Switches. Yeah,
well, so I'm saying, if you do it on all that.
Yeah.
Then bang, and then we could even maybe go online too if we wanted to.
No,
I'm pretty sure with Guest Pass you can.
I don't think you can.
I'm pretty sure you can.
All right,
I don't know
I think
for Jill sure.
And I tried it, but I don't think you can. Anyway, that's crazy though. I'm glad I love that game. It's a great game.
Old Clubhouse.
So let's look at lifetime sales. I think the biggest the best selling Switch software is a Wii U game, which is Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, 26.74 million now.
Not for long,
dude. Seriously, it's only 4 million past. You know, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Is at 19.99. They couldn't
99.
Couldn't get that 10,000 units yet.
Yeah, I'm surprised someone wasn't just like, just fudge the numbers.
Yeah, I know.
It's 10,000 or whatever it is.
Yeah, Breath of the Wild is at 18.6 million. Pokemon Sword and Shield, they only moved 850,000 units the first quarter.
Nerds.
But they're at 18.22 million units.
Well, yeah, because they did all their, you know, around release, which would have been, I guess, previous.
Ring Fit Adventure, despite significant shortages worldwide, was the final Nintendo game to ship 1 million copies. So it's at, Ring Fit Adventure is at 3.9 million.
And is yours still in plastic
amazing.
Downstairs?
No.
You haven't played it, though.
But I haven't played it.
What better time than now?
Dude, yeah, we should play it. Have you played it?
Nope.
We should play it.
That was one of those games where I was like, it looks cool, but I'm not going to get it. And then, I heard good things about it, and then it was the shortage. So it was like, I feel like, to me, it would be one of those games if I could get it on sale. But, yeah, it doesn't seem like that's going to be the case necessarily.
Right.
With how, popular it is.
Oh, yeah. It's been people are scalping it.
But I wonder
including
if there
this guy named Jerry Jerkum. He's selling it for $140. No, I'm just kidding.
Email TNP
I didn't.
At Tognito. Yeah, no, I don't know. Like, it would be cool. I mean, with that success, you got to imagine there's going to be a second one. Because now they can sell just the software to everyone that's already got the ring. And then, you know, they could double down and sell a bunch of plastic rings to all the people that haven't gotten it yet. So,
Yeah, pretty crazy. What's left for the rest of this year? We have no idea, except for we do know that there is a. We do know that. Hold on. No. We do know that Cadence of Hyrule, physical version is coming
out. The Cadence of Hyrule, a Necrodancer video game featuring the heroes of The Legend of Zelda, you know,
yeah,
to
yeah,
the
Breath
past.
Of the Wild.
Yeah. Featured on both the Switch and Wii U virtual consoles. So you're like, what?
Yeah. We know that's coming out. And we do know that Pokemon Snap is TBD.
TBD? Give me TBD.
So that seems like a good rest of the year, right? You know, they don't ever really launch anything big at the end of the year anyway.
Pokemon Snap, I could see doing well if it did get a holiday release. Because, everyone and their brother would be like, ooh,
dude,
Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be huge. I hope it's, I hope. But anyway.
I don't think Breath of the Wild 2 will come. No, no, no.
Metroid Prime 4 is not happening.
No,
probably
I could
not
have
even
seen.
The,
I could
Metroid
have
Prime
seen,
4, I bet, is a.
That's going to be.
A split system game. Or, you know.
I was going to say, Breath of the Wild, if there was no Corona shutdown business, I could have seen that being potentially a surprise holiday game this year. But I feel like with everything that's going on, they're probably just going to be like, let's push it back. But the question is, would that be a 2021 holiday game?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
I think so. I think it's a safe bet. But the thing is, Zelda games,
bet, but
I think that it's always a year after you think it's going to be. So I bet 2022. Yeah.
2022, you
yes.
think? See, I don't think so.
I'm just saying it's never when you think.
No, I don't think so.
I hope so. Yeah. It's one of those things where it's either I'm right or I'm very happy to be wrong.
Yeah. Well,
that's a
I
secret
just think
to my bets.
A lot of the assets have to be reused. Not to say they won't have brand new assets, but like, you know what I mean? I feel like the heavy lifting more or less is done.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like story and adding new stuff. So
well, yeah. But I think that Nintendo, you know,
I'm
goes,
trying to
oh,
think.
Man, we can make this game. I just thought of something amazing, which is what happened with Breath of the Wild. You know, I don't even think they had that.
Let the have it. Because that was, I remember when they were like, we're only going to have Breath of the Wild at E3. And I was like, how are they going to have, like, that makes no, what, a bunch of morons?
Yeah, I know.
And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, this is why they could literally just show it off. Because the demo is not infinite, but more or less for when
Dude,
you have
what
20
a magical
minute period
time, man.
Or whatever, you know.
Remember getting Breath of the Wild?
Dude, I remember us just playing all night.
That was beautiful.
And it's funny because normally a Zelda game, I would never want to like be talking on Skype with someone while we're playing. But just the way the game was, like it was totally
so good.
Oh.
Yeah, I kind of want to just start over the game again, you know, and just play
I've thought about
it. Although
it a few
I never
times.
Beat it,
oh,
I
yeah,
just
I
refused
forgot about
to because I didn't want it to end. Like
yeah,
I was like,
it's
I
one
could.
Of those like
I should just go beat
from
it.
From what I remember, I feel like the last like. It's totally the journey opposed to, like, the culmination.
Exactly.
But
special game, though, man.
It's one of those games I'd like to revisit, but it's like, at the same token, it's like, do I have the 60-plus hours you'd want to invest in this game if you replay it?
Yeah, exactly. It's a huge game. I mean, I think I put... I don't know how much time I put in that game, but I know it was, like, 120, I think.
I mean, you
could
put in
that.
As much as you want.
Yeah,
really,
it's pretty
you know,
awesome.
Like, there's so many things you
it
can do.
It would be
do.
Interesting to just play through the game as, like, a finishing it.
Yeah, and, like, did you get the DLC?
I did. I didn't, but I jumped into it, and I just completely forgotten how complicated it is.
Yeah, because you know what it
you
is?
You can't really jump into
if
it.
If you think about it, it's an old game. Like, I know it's not that old from release, but when they first started it, I feel like, because you got to, like, do the claw a little bit sometimes, right? If I remember correctly.
Oh, sure.
So I think it just sort of had like,
with the X button. You
yeah,
mean,
like
you know.
I think it just sort of had like, oh, this
curve.
Is a sort of an older game, so it sort of has sort of like the weird control sort of baked into it. But yeah, it's not a very approachable game in the sense of like, I remember how to do everything. Now it's like
it's
riding
not,
the bike.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, well, I want to get into this, but I just can't right now. And then I just never went back.
Yeah, no.
But maybe it'd be cool to go through it again. With the DLC and maybe, you know, like
I mean,
part
at this
it.
Point, it'd be almost 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So,
wow.
But
no,
we'll
be,
see. Breath of the Wild.
3.5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It ain't right.
But yeah, Pikmin 3. I think, did we even announce that? That was the whole lead up to Pikmin 3. Pikmin 3 Deluxe.
What a great game, dude.
By the way, we have the Pikmin. Yeah, it's that's the end of our... That's the very last thing you hear on our theme song.
Right before you hear a bunch of Jimmy talk.
Yep, exactly. Pikmin 3 Deluxe. Very happy with this announcement. One, because Pikmin 3 is a very special game. It's very Nintendo. It's very Miyamoto. It's very Wii U time. Oh, Wii U, another great console for games, like the games that they have.
Well, Wii U is one of my favorite systems of all time.
Dude,
it might not have been a commercial success, but man, there were a lot of fine games on
there
that.
There were.
And now you can play them all on the Switch just about.
I know, and I'm happy about that.
Me too. No, it makes sense.
But dude, there's a lot of masterpieces on the Wii U. They're really Captain Toad, Super Mario 3D Switch. World.
Not yet.
I know, not yet. No. All of them are on Switch. I know, but I'm saying it's funny. I saw Jules post a tweet about, remember that all these games came from the Wii U.
Mm-hmm.
And all these, and he posted, and it's like, there's like seriously like 12 games that are out on the Switch. You know, Donkey Kong, and they're all amazing. And sure, and they got some really cool refinements, and I love that. I mean, I'm not saying that the Switch ports are nothing. I'm very happy they're on the Switch. There's nothing wrong with it.
No, it's just...
I'm really interested in what this is going to be, though.
Yeah, because I looked, when I watched the trailer, it didn't mention really anything new, per se, right? I don't think.
It did. Well, I don't know in the trailer, but there's new side quests with Louis and the other guy. So there's new content, and it includes all the DLC. There was paid DLC.
Yeah, I remember
the
DLC. Yep. Yeah.
And I'm really hoping that this can be something that we could dive into and play online. The bingo battle. I never got to play that. And people thought that was really fun. I remember people talking about that. But did you ever play that at all? Bingo battle?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Anyway, I'd love to. I'm really interested to see what it's going to be like, because it was very gamepad centric. The original one. And the way it worked is I played, and it was very Wii motion. I played with the Wii controller, and that was the best, you know, amazing, right? Because you can throw them and toss them.
Oh, those poor little
guys. So there's going to be, because I still have yet to see motion control on the Switch that's good. It's as good as the Wii. Isn't that funny? Some of it's okay, but nothing like where you have that same amount.
Well, because...
I like the pointer. Like, the pointer and then the Wii Motion Plus is really... It's more solid. And they did a combination of the both.
Yeah, well, because I feel like the Joy-Con motion control is sort of like an afterthought. You know, like...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like, let's do... Like, we want to do motion
well,
in these
like
things, too.
It's like they're detached already, so might as well do some stuff. Man, they've really fallen off that, haven't they? I guess... With, like, Ring Fit, that was kind of a cool thing, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see what this is going to cover, how they're going to cover
the
map system.
The cube of steak and
Super Mario Party. Yeah, man.
Or when you like jingle in that stupid jar with all candy in it and can't get at the last one out.
Or like the one, there's that 1-2 Switch game where you have to figure out how many balls are in there.
No,
there are
definitely some
cool. That's amazing, dude.
There's definitely some really cool implications.
I forgot about that. That's a really cool amazing one. Yeah. But anyway, Pikmin 3 Deluxe, I'm happy about it. I think Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Oh, dude. Yeah. No, it's been 7 years.
That's crazy. You know, now I wonder, we've mentioned, or Miyamoto mentioned Pikmin 4, right? And that was like, we're going to get Pikmin 4.
Yeah, or Hey Pikmin.
It can't be. It just can't be.
Why?
God, I hope not.
I think that it could have been a translation issue where they said the next installment in the Pikmin franchise is done.
I'm hoping that wasn't the case. And I hope that this could be like a precursor.
Why not, right?
Of like, hey, people, try out this wonderful, amazing game and get hyped for Pikmin 4.
Now, I wonder, though, I wonder if they would have announced Pikmin 4, maybe if our E3 and everything would have been normal.
Yeah, if it would have timed up.
And maybe it's just
like,
not
boom,
a good way.
Pikmin 4 and then be like,
because usually that's what people do. Maybe that's just not the right thing to do. Maybe you should release Pikmin 3.
Well, I was thinking.
Because then you're in competition with each other.
What they could, well, I wouldn't release them at the same time, no.
No, but still, they're always, it's just like, that's like the reason they're not doing Mario Kart 9 right now.
Yeah.
Is because Mario Kart 8 still sells a million copies every month.
Well, basically, what they should do is Pikmin 3 releases in October, right? Like literally like
October
a week 30th? Before. Be like, hey, like Pikmin 4, boom. You know, like unless if it's going to be like a holiday.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't buy Pikmin 3.
Yeah, well, I think you would.
No.
If you go, boom.
You go, I'm going to wait for
Pikmin
4. Pikmin 4
is amazing. It's coming out next year. Check out this amazing masterpiece of a game also, Pikmin 3. People are stoked, like, wow, that looks
awesome.
But man, this game looks awesome too. Let's get into it.
They literally did that for Pikmin 3, now that I think about it. They did Pikmin 2. They released it. They never did the new play control, Pikmin 2, on the Wii.
Mm-hmm.
In the West. I think they might have done it in Europe, but not in the West, in America. And then they released it as a Nintendo Select, which is really weird because it never even came out. Well, it never even came out. Yeah, that was what's so weird about it. So the Pikmin 2 new play control was released, and I think in the exact same way you're talking about, where they announced it as coming out, and it was like a good lead up, and then playing, and then
because like my thought process would not be, hey, I want to like this game looks amazing, this brand new game coming out, but I don't even need to play the other ones in the series. If anything, I'm more like, ooh. Like, you know what I mean? So if it could hit you with the 1-2 punch of like, hey, this awesome game's coming out next year, looks amazing.
Yeah,
look, we've got this also, this game that's really amazing as well.
Yeah.
Look at all the review scores
it would
it's
be
gotten.
Cool.
No one has played it because it was on the Wii U. You know what I mean? Like, not many people. You could play that right now or next week. And then people, while it's in your fresh in your mind, like, yeah, I'm going to pick that up. I want to try it. I want to get into it. I want to know if I'm going to really want to be stoked for Pikmin 4.
Yeah, and then they got it.
Because that's what I was thinking with like Shin Megami Tensei 5 and with 3 also.
Right.
Sort of like, hey, here's a game that's highly regarded. You might not have ever played it or played the series. Test it out. We're confident in our games, right? Anyone that plays Pikmin 3 is probably going to, you know, maybe unless if you just totally don't jive with that style of game. But if you're somewhat into that style of game, you're going to like Pikmin 3 because it's a really amazing game. So, like, and that'll just get you hyped for 4, you know. Mm-hmm. Maybe you go back and you buy 1 and 2, which, you know, I guess I don't know if the I guess on the Wii U you could probably still buy those, right? Did they release the Pikmin?
No.
Or was that
on
the
Wii?
So, I wonder, is the Wii shop still open?
No.
So you can't? All right.
Well, you never can buy full games in the Wii shop.
I thought at some point.
Oh, you could buy
Pikmin
full Wii
two.
Games on the Wii U shop.
Yeah, that's what I. Yeah.
Oh, it might be on there.
So,
yeah, maybe
and then
it
all
is.
Of a sudden you get people to go,
duh.
Well, dang, I'm going to go pick up 1 and 2 now, and they make an extra $40.
I don't think
bucks,
the first one is.
Or
on
even
there.
If it's just the second one. You know, like.
Is there?
I think it'll just.
I kind of would like to play. I never played the first one.
Drums. Really?
I've never played Pikmin, the first one.
Oh,
I have it on GameCube.
I had dreams of those games.
I have it on GameCube, but
it's.
I feel like going back to the GameCube is going to be really hard because that play control is really nice.
Yeah,
being
I would say though
it's
still a good game. They're all really good games.
Oh yeah,
but 3 I think is probably where they hit their stride of like
I don't know. I think I like Pikmin 2 more.
I'd have to go back. It's been a long time since
because
I played
Pikmin
the first
2 is a lot more take your own pace, and then the challenges were different, and it was
way bigger. Just my because like, I'm
Pikmin
pretty
2
sure
is kinda like, not, it was like 9 hours long, and you're like really like what that was it. I remember feeling that with Jill and I when we played it. It was like whoa, that's short.
I remember because I think Pikmin 1 is pretty time constraint as well. So I guess like in my mind, it's just that you got to play with that. But like the third one. The time restraint is sort of based on having enough juice to survive, and like I feel like the game gives you tons of juice. You know what I mean? Like like to be able to like really sort of eliminate.
Oh, I think they might have mentioned
urge.
A harder mode.
Ooh,
I think they mentioned a harder mode
because and when you get those fruit and then they mix them up into the smoothies at the end,
the
dude, and like
thing.
It's sloshing
oh,
around.
It's so good.
Oh. But no, 3 is a really good game. If you haven't played Pikmin at all. I think it's a great spot to get into it. You know, it's not like there's lore and story going on in each connecting game, you know, like, so you're able to jump into the series at 3 and not be like sort of confused or lost. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, last thing we'll mention is that it is a full $60 release, which I would expect nothing. I think that might be high, but I knew it was happening, so I'm not surprised. A lot of people are very, like, whoa, like, that's crazy. It should be fit. But I guess, I think Captain Toad was higher on the Switch, and Tropical Freeze was 50 on the Wii U, but 60 on the Switch. And I think that they've...
Yeah, and I was going to say, like, no, not saying Captain Toad is a bad game or anything, but, like, Pikmin 3 is a more full game to me. Not to say, again, like... I don't know.
So it's funny because I think Captain Toad is actually bigger and takes longer to.
I don't know.
Dude, Pikmin 3 is 9 hours long. I remember it was 9 hours when Jill and I played it. I was like, what?
See, I thought it was longer than that. I thought you were talking about 2.
No, Pikmin 2 I played for like 30 hours.
Let's see.
Pikmin 2 is way bigger.
We don't find out now. So Pikmin 1 is about 8 hours. Pikmin 2 is about 12 and a half. And Pikmin 3, they're saying 13.
No.
I don't know, man.
I remember it was
they're under. All blue, so they're usually that's a pretty good sign. Right. How?
What's Captain Toad? Because that is, I do want to know that comparison. Because it's funny because I remember playing it, and you could probably check on my Wii U. Because once I got done with it, I mean, I never played it ever again.
Captain Toad is 7.
7 hours.
Yep.
For a playthrough or for a
that's complete? Main story. Main story plus extras is 12. Completionist okay. would be 17 and a half.
Okay, that sounds about right. Yeah.
So let's see what Pikmin is on. I was just looking at the bottom one. So Pikmin 3 main plus extra 15 and a half. Completionist, they're saying about 20.
Gotcha.
Hey, Pikmin. but yeah, no, I mean, Nintendo charges full price. You know, it's just sort of what they do to be expected. But it's one of those, honestly, if you didn't play it on the Wii U, like, it's a brand new experience. Like, it'll be worth the $60. Like, it really is, like, top tier game, you know?
No, I mean, they just can't. There's no, they have so few releases. I don't think they can afford to not do that anyway, to not do $60. I mean, there's no reason. Like, no one's going to not buy it. I mean, I guess maybe there are a bunch of people. Never mind, I shouldn't say that. But
yeah,
I think the mass is, I'm interested to see Paper Mario, how good that did. I really
want
to.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to end the show with a huge announcement, something that I've wanted to talk about for a year that I haven't been able to.
Give or take.
I mean, I guess it hasn't been a year, but it actually kind of came together pretty quickly, but we've been developing it for a while. And this is a new company that I have founded, I guess.
Founder and CEO.
Yeah, and right now, Casey's holding the prototype, the only prototype. Well, there's two actually prototypes. Yeah. Yes. I have a new tabletop, board game company. I guess is what it's hard to. I'll tell you what it is. It's called Game Dex.
I feel like that nails it right on the head. It's like,
yeah.
Right.
So it's basically a board game. Well, my first two releases are board game inside of a deck of cards. It is a. It's pretty cool. It has these cards that are like a tile system. They're 2-inch, 2x2 cards. There's about 100 of them, or less, in a set. Well, not 100 of the 2x2s, but there's actually token cards that we have. So we have board cards, we have token cards. It comes with player pieces and a dice. And this is for 2 to 4 players, and it's a party game of Mutant Muds Deluxe. Yeah, and this is actually launching a special gold edition, Casey.
The gold.
Which is releasing with a 2-week collection, the collector's edition, with limited run games.
Bang.
And that is it's called gold edition because it actually features an orange background instead of the blue one on the cover. And it has a gold foil stamp at the top. And that's not, that one's not foil stamp, but, and then it also, features a special, orange transparent dice. So this is kind of insane because there's a lot of info here. I don't want to load it up. I don't want to talk too much crazy about it, but, it's a party game where you're jumping around. And the idea is it's basically a board game, but you can make different boards with the cards that you bring. So you lay these cards out and you can make different maps. Casey, you should make a map right now.
I was going to say, I would say think Carcassonne, not in the sense of the gameplay, but how you lie the tiles.
Exactly.
Or like,
yeah.
And you sort of build out.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, so we call it our dynamic board game system. So obviously those ones on top aren't those are the mini game cards that you have, which you can see they're marked in the back. But yeah, so there's different spaces and you line them up. And you can make different boards, and the boards, and there's actually 3 official boards or more included with each release.
Or more.
And so, yeah. This is a platform. This isn't just a one game. This is a platform of games that we're going to be using different games with. For instance, like the idea that is like, hey, Mutant Muds Deluxe came out on the Vita and on the 3DS and on the PS4 and on the Switch. And it also came out
on
game decks, you know?
Yeah.
So the idea is I want to merge the concept of video games, of video game fandom, with tabletop games. And the thing with that is that we're open to do whatever we want. And so each game upon each release is going to be different. And but what's beautiful about it is they all actually work, can also be played together, which is really fun. So for instance, the first two releases are, I just mentioned Mutant Muds Deluxe, but we're doing two. We're doing a standalone release with limited run. You can buy it right now.
Do it.
Well, maybe unless we post tonight. But anyway, if not, it's available for pre-order right now. Standalone Mutant Muds Super Challenge. This is a completely different game than Mutant Muds Deluxe. It has its own cards. It has its own. It has a new boss rush mode in it. I'm calling it boss rush mode because it's video games.
I like it.
Yeah, isn't that nice? Because the difference between if you're true fans of Mutant Muds, you know that Mutant Muds Deluxe, set the standard, tons of levels in that game. Granny and everything, power-ups, those are all in there. They're all in Super Challenge as well, but Super Challenge features all five bosses from Super Challenge. And the bosses in this game are all different challenges you have to do, and they're really fun. We actually haven't announced any of these yet, so this is exclusive information.
World first.
But think about, some of them are kind of like the minute-to-win-it type challenges. You know, where you have to do, like for instance, you have to... you have to take the player piece and put it on the side of the box, and then you have to, with gravity, push it down to the kind of like walking the plank. That's what I call it.
Yeah, and last person.
Then it has to stay there. And so then if you can do that, and then if you can throw your card, toss a player card at it, and knock it off,
mm-hmm.
then you beat that boss. So there's lots of these fun challenges. And so the way the game works is everyone's trying to face the bosses, and then when you beat them all, then you face the final boss, which is really tough. Whoever beats that, whoever, that's when the game ends, and whoever has the most water sprites, which are from the, that's the thing you get at the end of each Mutant Muds level at the end. Whoever has the most of those, who collects them, it works a lot like, very much inspired by Mario Party, where there's a point system, and you pick up points, and then you have to buy the water sprites. You have to get to them and buy them. Yeah, so it's a board game, and it's super fun. I'm so proud. We have brand new art that was created with our art team that just looks amazing. It's hand painted, and I know I'm bragging about my own thing right now, but I'm very excited about this.
Total gym.
I know, totally. I'm kind of hoping Casey would do this for me, but that's okay. I'll do. I'm just kidding.
Well, let me tell you about this hunk of junk.
Yeah. but we have some, I'm so excited that I get to release a game, not a video game, but it's a board game, so it is a game, with the last 3DS game potentially ever made with limited run.
I just can't wait till some freaking Just Dance game comes out or something silly.
And I'm trying to think of what would be cool. Because I'm so happy that this collection is going to be so cool. But yeah, this is actually in the collector's edition with limited run.
Boom,
so,
shakalaka.
That's Mutant Muds Deluxe. It's limited to a certain amount of copies. I don't know if they've announced how many copies there are. But once that's it, that's it. Mutant Muds Super Challenge is standalone. It's $19.99. And you can pre-order, and it's open pre-order, but once that pre-order ends, you'll never be able to get this game ever again. So it is limited.
Except for Jerry's box, he's keeping scalp at a later date.
megastore.com/Jerry Jerkum. No, it is cool. So it's a big deal. We have some huge games lined up for our releases. There's official crossovers. So for people who like to collect stuff, you're going to want to get in collecting these because there's actual practical. What I love about it, this all came by because I wanted to create something special for fans of games and for collector's editions. That's how this came. I mean, that was a big part of it. It was like, what if there's a tabletop game?
Because I feel like a lot of the collector's editions, you get cool tchotchkes that you never do anything with, right? You're like,
exactly.
And I'm a sucker for them just as much as the next guy,
Exactly.
But it's cool that you actually get a little bonus that you could play.
Yeah.
And especially, I feel like a lot of people too with limited runs, it's like you're sort of in that zone, that sphere where it's like more likely than not, you've probably bought a few limited runs items. Yeah. You know what I mean? So now all of a sudden you get a couple of these collector's editions, get a couple different game deck, you know, mm-hmm. games, and you can sort of mm-hmm. interact them all together.
And that's what I said, like exactly. So
it's sort of like compounded bonus, right? Like, oh, this is cool. Ooh, this is even cooler.
I mean, to me,
know?
It's like, you know, like, look, it, like trading cards are cool. Like collectible cards are cool. But to me, it's like, how much cooler is an actual game? It's an actual game included. And to me, I just so happy, even just as a fan of games, and to have it. So anyway, I'm sorry to be gushing. It's just a huge thing.
Jerry the Gusher.
I know. I'm just really...
We got to think of a... Gerald, like, trying to think of a good G name, but I guess it doesn't work.
Gary? A good G or
Gary
J?
Gary Gusher.
Oh, yeah. Gary.
Oh, that works. Gary.
He's going full Gary. That's, I think that the there's two batches of the deluxe, of the collector's edition, and like one in the morning and then one at night, so you have a chance to get him. But I think that those are going to be super hard to get. But please buy Super Challenge.
Do it.
Do it. It's great. That's and you can go to gamedex.fun. That's our website. Isn't that great?
Fun.
Gamedex.fun. Check out all our stuff. More info about it. But anyway,
I'm
that's
sure
the big
we
news.
Could probably throw a linkety link.
Yeah.
In the old description.
I'd like that.
You're gonna have to give me a game deck.
Nope.
Yeah.
I'll give you one for $19.99. Just kidding.
And if you wait 3 months,
no, we'll definitely $69.99. Do a giveaway or something like that too. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I just can't wait. The whole reason I started this is I wanted to have this really. Here's the thing, I can't joke about stuff because people will take me out of context and they'll like quote me on this. So, but I was gonna make a joke like where I started this whole thing just so I could scalp them.
Yeah. You know? You can play both ends of the game, yeah. Make a couple legit dollars, make a couple of non-legits.
We're just kidding, everyone. It's a joke.
W is a W. We take them any way we
a joke.
Can get them.
It is a joke.
You know our motto here.
Yep, W is a W, boys. Well, I think that's it. Full-length episode.
Yep. It's going to be shorty.
Oh, my goodness.
And by shorty, we mean not 4 hours long.
Yeah, I guess shorties are. All right. Well,
subjective, right?
Yeah. If we have any, without further ado, check us out this weekend at the Long Island Retro Gaming Expo. That's gonna be a lot of fun.
Check us out.
You can go to LI.
Just Google LI Retro Uplink.
Yeah, that's it.
Boom.
Yeah. Go there.
We'll be tweeting it out.
We'll be
too.
There. We'll have lots of fun talking about the GameCube, do mystery history. And then visit TenderWorldReport.com for news and stuff like that and reviews. Casey's doing stuff on The Thirsty Mage. Is it The Thirsty Mage?
Yep. The Dirty Mage.
DirtyMage.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at TalkNintendoPod. That's TalkNintendoPod. And amazingly enough, I don't think that one person sent us or left us a review.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, literally, yeah.
No emails?
No emails. And no. So someone literally could have sent us a screenshot of a review they posted of a back one. No one did it. Isn't that amazing? You could have won 20.
You checked the TNP app.
Yep.
All right. Well, it's funny, too. We had somebody actually tweet at us saying, you know, because I guess I don't know if they use
because they don't use iTunes
or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. So it's not exclusive to iTunes. So if you know if you've got, I don't know if you're on Spotify or if you're using, you know, Android or whatever, leave us a review and you email us that with a screenshot and you'll be entered. We're rolling it over. People, do it. 25, right?
20.
25, 20 bones.
20.
That's 20 dole hairs.
You can buy 1,000 games on the eShop.
You could buy a game deck if it were a Visa gift card, but since it's an eShop gift card, you just go on in there and buy some Vidya games. It'd be great. And if for some reason the device you're listening to us on doesn't let you write a review for us, send that information into us with a screenshot, and we'll still enter you in, and then we'll figure out why you can't do that.
Just give us
But yeah, give us the review.
Better be 5 stars.
Better be five.
If you want this
one. It'd be funny if someone sent in like a 3-star review. Yeah. It's an okay one.
And you're only getting $12 because it's $4 a star here is what's going on.
We pay $4 a star.
And I tell you what, that wasn't us. Grills. He told me. He said, you don't dare give this to anyone that doesn't give you 5 stars. I said, Grills, I don't know, man.
What I think the Grills people said that he would be fine with you spending it on Catherine.
Yeah, he did say that. So yeah, so if no one claims by next week,
Kathy,
you call me Kathy. on that note, let me edit this week out. I'm gonna edit that out.
That is so your new nickname, Kathy. That's so funny.
That'll be like
that's funny.
I feel like that would be, you know, like they call it, like Karen is like, let me see your boss. You know,
yeah,
like that would be me. Like when I'm acting like that, like, okay, Kathy.
Okay. All right. On that note, I believe we're done, right?
Kathy out.
I think this is 2, yep.
I reckon it might just be.
Ricky recording.
Ricky recording.
I guess there's no reason to clap.
Why not?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You put the mic in between your legs.
Rock my groin.
Where are you gonna put it?
That's the only spot.